You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety.
Did you just click or was that her click? That was you.
I did it with her.
Oh,
there
she
is
does
a click
it too.
There,
got it.
I'll write your name.
That's a good song.
Boys only want love.
You like that song?
Torture.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it's
I have
a great
very
song.
Fond memories of being in college and blasting that and jumping up and down on my friends' couches.
Oh.
Just singing our hearts out.
That sounds great. Very Tom Cruise of you. You don't know about the couch
thing. No, of course I know about the couch thing, but like, so, what,
I just never think about
it.
Yeah,
he
ruined it for everyone. Yeah.
Not for my 7-year-old. She loves it.
Does she do gymnastics on the couch? I
yep.
used to do that. Oh,
absolutely.
The best.
Yeah.
She's a gymnastics fiend. Can't
is
get
she
enough.
Showing any Olympic possibilities?
I don't know about that, but she's definitely getting good.
Mm. This is a little one?
Yes. And
nice.
It's really hard to watch because there's, you know, falls and things that happen.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Hopefully there's padding, mats or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Can she do a flip by herself or does she need a trampoline? Or?
She needs a trampoline. She can do back handsprings. So
oh, nice.
She does that thing where she just fully, like, you know that bend where someone's ribs are sticking out?
Yep.
She can do that. Ah.
Mm.
All the stuff. And on the couch, too.
And with only one front tooth.
Yeah,
I know.
And another
one hanging
yeah.
by a thread.
Right there.
Oh, that's a good look, though. That's like the classic kid look when she loses
it.
That other teeth, that other tooth. Toof. Creative Energy bringing us this part of the show, creativeenergy.com. Don't miss, the great rebate event on High Life and Limelight Spas at Creative Energy. They've got them all set up. You go right in there, check them all out. You can, you know, take off your shoes, jump right in. No water. They're just, you just check out all the different places to sit in there. They do have some that are filled with water. I wonder if you went in with a suit, if they'd let you in. Probably. Now through October 27th, no promises. Save thousands and finally bring home this. I don't know if it's true or not. I just don't know, but it does seem like.
So sorry, Clay. We didn't mean to say, what, is it Clay?
It's not Clay.
Chaz?
It's Cole.
Cole!
Yeah.
So sorry, Cole.
Cole's like, please stop sending people here in their bathing suits to use our hot tubs.
Cole, hold my towel. I'm going to try this one.
Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, now through October 27th, you can save thousands and finally bring home the spa of your dreams. Visit creativeenergy.com.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was perfect.
A little hasty.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. Sabrina Carpenter hosted and was the musical guest on SNL. I said, oh, let's watch that. So there we are on Sunday after all the football games and before the 49ers started.
Oh.
I go, okay, now that I've sat through all your stuff, let's watch SNL.
Wow, you guys did some TV time.
Oh my God. I did some gardening. John Mosley sits there. He's like, it's my day. I'm not apologizing for it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Good for him.
Have a great time. So we sit down and we're going to watch SNL. And I was excited. I like Sabrina and she's awful cute. And I don't know her acting abilities because I've never saw like the Disney show that she's on or anything. And it opens with, it's like the one recurring bit that they do where this guy Domingo is clearly boning this other dude's wife and they keep being like reasons for them to have parties and the girl, all her girlfriends are there for his 30th birthday and they've come up with these songs and they're all about this guy Domingo that she's clearly every time they go away on a girls' weekend, she's hooking up with this guy Domingo.
But Domingo's married.
No, she's married to another guy. And
Domingo
is this guy who's in love with her and she's in love with him and they...
Got it.
I know you're someone's wife. So, and in the end, he always joins. So this, and I'm like, oh, I hate this bit because it's so dumb.
I don't know this bit, but okay.
You don't need to know it either. So they open the show with it. This is the cold open for the show, which normally is usually very political. There's nothing political in it. So they open with this and Sabrina Carpenter is one of the dancers and it is a disaster. It's nobody can sing. They actually open with, I think it was like my date with Domingo instead of the fate of Ophelia.
You mean purposefully?
No.
Oh, you mean didn't practice it?
That seemed like they practiced. They had moves. They got all this choreography down and like none of them can find the note. Like it's just a disaster. And I'm sure they'll say, no, they're all supposed to be terrible singers. I don't know.
That's how it's been in the previous ones.
Yeah, that nobody could ever find the note in these. But it does. But it seemed like she was even like, why can't I hear myself or whatever? It was not funny and not a great start to it. So I was like, oh, that's too bad. And then she comes out and does her monologue. And it's cute. It's cute that she's wearing the cutest little sparkly outfit and she's just such a tiny little doll. And she does this one line that's fantastic.
Everyone thinks of me as this like horn dog pop star, but there's really so much more to me. I'm not just horny. I'm also turned on and I'm sexually charged and I love to read. My favorite book is The Encyclopedia. It's so big and it's hard. And wait, seriously, okay, sorry. There is a real person underneath all the sparkles and the wigs and the corsets.
That likes to read. It was very cute, her opening. And then we ended up watching the whole show.
Oh.
There were a lot of really funny skits in it. I thought, good for you. Fourth episode of the season. Finally, we laughed out loud at a couple of things. She's delightful in it. It was just skip that first. That opening thing was just like, oh, this again. So she also dropped a couple of F-bombs that aired on the East Coast and on the live.
Really?
Yes. And on the live Peacock feed. By the time we got it, unfortunately, I was looking for it. It was during the second song, Nobody's Son, I think it's called. And she, the line in it is, let me see here. He sure effed me up and she sang it twice. So it wasn't a mistake on her part, but it did get taken out. They're saying, the response is actually pretty good, but they're saying never leave Sabrina Carpenter unsupervised. She's going to drop the F-bomb on national television.
It's surprising and I've noticed this about Olivia Rodrigo, she doesn't owe my kids or me anything. I get it. She's singing, she's doing her art, but the kids love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Disney star who's doing the same thing Miley did. I'm grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do what I do and you either decide. So I get it. But did she come from that background too?
I don't know her. Isn't she the other woman in all the Olivia Rodrigo songs?
I thought so, but I don't. I can't keep up with that. Yeah. But was she a Disney star?
Yes, she was. She was pretty popular on YouTube, and then she got cast in the Boy Meets World reboot, Girl Meets World, as the main girl's best friend.
Ah,
yes, and she was excellent on that. And then
she was good at acting. There were a couple really cute sketches where she held her own.
Part of where I'm going with that is so she knows how to edit herself.
Oh, there's no question.
She dropped those F-bombs on purpose. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She knows what it means to be a pop star. She's leaning all the way in with the sexuality and the...
Not just horny, I'm also turned on and sexually charged. And I love to read the encyclopedia because it's big.
And hard.
Yeah. So funny. So I don't know if there are any like repercussions for her having done this. Like, I
fine,
mean,
right?
Yes.
But also, I'm confused. Don't they have like a button ready if you curse?
You would think.
They should have delay, yes.
They should.
So were they making a statement as a network?
I don't know. But I was very surprised because I watched it and I didn't already know the story. I just watched the show and I didn't hear her.
It is safe harbor. I think that's
it. Yes, is, but it's not safe for the F word.
They air it. Don't they air it live at 8 too?
Here it does air
or 9. When is it?
You're right. 8:30. It's they'll air it at 8:30. I don't know that it. I don't know if it made it on the. They say here it was not on the East Coast feed. So did they not air it at 8:30? Because it is true, you can watch it live. Maybe on, I think it might be on Peacock.
And one of the things with Safe Harbor is while you, and I don't know if you know what this is, but for broadcasters, it's what, after 10 o'clock or something like that?
10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
But that doesn't mean that removes you from the complaints and the angry people who would tell you, clean up your act. Even if the government can't fine you, you might, you know, run across a Karen or two that have decided...
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to report you to the manager.
The issue. Right. So it's just, it's anyway, good for her. I mean, it doesn't sound like she's going to suffer from it.
No, probably not.
But well, and people are talking about it this morning.
Definitely. Like
it was all over all the news.
After a week off this weekend, next Saturday is November 1st, and Miles Teller will be hosting for the second time. Brandi Carlile is going to be the musical guest. The week after that, Nikki Glaser with musical guest Somber and Alice Essential, both making their debuts on the show. Is Nikki Glaser the one who did the Tom Brady roast thing?
Yeah.
I like her. On November 15th, Glenn Powell will make his hosting debut. I wonder if they'll do any G5 stuff. And musical guest will be Olivia Dean. I don't know her. She's also a first timer. I'm sure Jane. It's Jane. She would know who that is. Jennifer Lawrence was on the Graham Norton show, and she was telling a story about how she once fed Robert Pattinson food from her garbage can. She was having a girls' night when Robert called. Hey, is Robert Pattinson here? I'm in the area. I'd love to come by. I said, so she's like, okay. When he got there.
Was he in The Hunger Games?
No, he's Twilight.
He's for the Twilight guy, but they have a movie coming out together. Let me see if I can find the name of it.
Hashtag Team Edward.
They did a movie together called Die, My Love, and it's coming out November 7th.
Okay, so they know each other. They're bros. All right.
I don't know when. She's not saying when this happened, but maybe it was.
Well, she's married now and has two kids, right?
She has at least one. I don't know how many kids she has. But yes, she is married. When he got there, he's like, "Get anything to eat?" And she said, "Well, I did. Let me just go check the kitchen." So I guess he goes off to the bathroom and she goes, they had tossed all their leftovers into the garbage. And so she went out to the garage and she pulls some food out of the garbage. And he gets back to the bathroom and she's like, "Here you go. Here's a nice plate of food for you." So then he's like, "Got any more?" And she goes, "Yeah, but it's in the garbage." And he's like, "Okay." And he goes out to the garbage can and gets the rest of it. Just kept eating it.
I never have food delivery, but you know what I'd do? Order a pizza.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It would take a while though. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
It's not.
If you threw something out and it was right on top, not touching anything else on its wrapper, and you realize, oh wait, I actually wanted to eat that. I didn't mean to put that in there. And it hasn't touched anything. Would you ever eat it?
Choose to eat it knowing exactly where it was put and exactly what it had touched. I might say, okay, I'm gonna get that out of there. I wouldn't, if I were sitting there and someone said the food's in the trash, I'd say, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah, it's already gone. It's gone.
Because for part of the reason is this story that's now going wide.
All right.
Who eats out of the trash.
Would you rather pull a half-eaten sandwich out of a stranger's trash and eat that, or drink the last sip of someone else's soda that's been sitting on a public table for an unknown amount of time? Would you rather pull out a sandwich from a stranger's trash, or sip that last sip of soda?
I think I'm taking the last sip of soda.
And that's what I would do too.
Ugh, the last sip of soda. I don't even want my own last sip of soda.
I'm not
watered
saying,
down.
Right. I am not saying.
But it's not in the trash at least.
I had an either or.
But the trash is just this theoretical thing. It doesn't actually mean anything. If it's not touching
I'm 100% with Bob. I would eat the sandwich out of the trash.
But you don't know how long it's been in there. Have there been flies crawling all over
it? Look at it.
Yeah.
Why did it get thrown away?
Yeah,
because
why?
People throw food away all the time.
And they also drop things on the ground and then step on them by accident and then throw them in the trash.
Well, does it look
stepped on? Who cares about the ground?
So Studio 10 is taking the stranger's sandwich.
All day.
Studio 9.
Plus the payoff is way better, a sandwich than a last sip. What do you even want that last sip of soda for? Are you in the middle of the desert?
Well, if it's that or the half-eaten sandwich, yeah, I'm going to go for that. I mean, I have to choose. Death is not an option.
This is a lesser of evil situation, Bob.
Yeah.
I love sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, I do too.
What if it's a tuna fish sandwich?
Well, I mean, it's been in the trash for like a minute or two or a few
minutes. You don't know. That's the thing. It's a stranger's trash can.
I'd smell it. If it smelled good, it's fine.
Would you rather eat a piece of fruit that has a few moldy spots, but the good parts look fine, or eat a perfectly fine piece of fruit, but somebody sneezed over the whole fruit right before you got it?
I eat moldy stuff all the time.
So you're going to eat the moldy stuff?
I'm in the moldy camp as well.
Yeah.
Is the sneezed apple, was she pretty?
Yes, she was. Yep.
I think I'm going to go apple.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go for the apple. There's quite a divide between... Studio 10 and Studio 9.
We're just not as frightened of food.
Yeah.
Right. No, I absolutely cut pieces off of fruit because I'm not eating that piece. So I'll cut that corner off.
Yep.
That's
I like to cut my fruit up anyway, just in general. Like I'll eat an apple. If the whole thing looks good, I'll sit and eat it off the core, you know, whatever. But a lot of times, if there's anything questionable, I want to cut it up and root out anything that's
I've become the
evil.
I chop an apple four ways to get the core out.
Yeah.
And I make apple kind of chip
slices.
Oh, little
thinnies, yeah.
And then I throw the peanut butter in there for my kids, and that's the way they want it.
Oh, like you put it all into a bowl?
I put one side of the plate is filled with these apple slices.
Okay.
And the other side is two spoonfuls of peanut butter. And they're absolutely into that.
That's a great.
It's my nighttime
treat.
That's
a really
that's
good.
That's a normal snack
all
in my
the
house.
Time.
You chop it up though, like that, or do you?
Yeah, chop it up.
There you go.
And if there's a brown spot, I'll eat it. I don't care about the brown spot.
Well, there could be a worm.
I've eaten an apple with a worm before. It didn't kill me.
Yeah, but yuck! Now they're like apples are ruined for you forever.
Obviously not. I still eat them all the time.
Maddie, if the bar is it didn't kill me, then there's no conversation that we should be having with you.
All right. How about this? Send a flirty text meant for your partner to your boss, or accidentally reply all to a company email when you're calling someone annoying.
Oh, man.
Now I got to do the flirty text and the immediate whoops.
I feel the same
that
way.
That was for my wife. Yeah. Sorry.
I have done that. I have sent a text that was meant for my wife to somebody.
What did it say?
It wasn't anything bad, but it was just like hey, hon, you know, can we see you tonight? And something like
here's
that.
A better question for you. Can you even recover if you've sent that?
The reply all is a dangerous button.
That, like, I don't think you can fix that.
No.
But I also don't know if you sent, let's say you sent a picture to John.
Yes.
You know, the kind of picture I'm talking about. Except
it didn't
go to John. It went to our boss. And then the recovery is, I'm so sorry. That was for my husband. Like, can you ever recover from him having seen, you know, all
so
your stuff?
So now it's a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a better choice.
Can you recover? I think you could.
Well,
have to be honest and say, I did not mean to send that to you. It was a total accident. I'm so sorry. Send me to HR. I'll take the hit, but I didn't mean to. But
that's, you know what's terrible about that? And I'm trying, you know, look, I'm not even trying to think about our boss in particular.
Right, any boss.
Like any boss. Because our boss, I'd just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please delete that. And then you asked
to delete it. Delete that, please.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. Now they get this picture of you and they're like, oh, well, I forgive you. You know, don't worry about it. But they still, but I'm like, ah.
Try to think about like, okay, so you send to that boss. I send
to Kieran.
I don't know, one pick. Yeah, the
is it dressed up? Like, does it have a cowboy hat on?
It's
a
just standing
vest?
All the way up, okay. and ready for action. And no, you don't. I don't. I'd like to think she would go, I get it, no problem. But I also think that she's like,
well, she'd delete it for sure.
Well, I had a friend accidentally show me a D pic. He was showing me another picture, and I swiped, and then that was that. And
I've never swiped.
I've never been able to look at him again like the same. Like, it's just, it kind of ruined it. Well, ruined it for me.
Okay.
I was on a work trip once where I was staying in a really nice hotel, and I took some cute pics, and then I was talking to my coworker, a woman.
Oh, boy.
And a little bit older than me, and I was showing her something and I accidentally scrolled too far and she saw the pics and I was like, oops. And she was like, oh, okay. I respect you so much. So it was actually really a bonding moment.
Oh, all right.
About what you make of it.
On a work trip, that worked out perfectly. Team building. Yes.
That's what you do.
It happens. You just got to move on with your life.
Yeah. I like these. Death is not an option. You have to pick one. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including, did space junk just hit a passenger plane?
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 9.05. Your first chance today to win tickets for the almost sold out Alice in Winterland.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay, so here's what's happening. First of all, let me just tell you that 2 weeks from today, you'll be better rested.
Oh, is that when we get our extra hour of sleep?
Fall back? Yeah, we fall back.
No, it sucks.
Oh, you're so...
It gets dark you so haven't done early.
This... It's beautiful.
You
I
haven't
love
done
it.
This job long enough.
Yep.
We live for it.
I prefer it by a lot.
Yeah, I don't like falling forward. I would just like to not change it.
Yeah,
I would like to pick one and stick with it.
That song has been on repeat for how many years now? And it's
1,000
never, we all
years.
Voted, and no one's done anything about right. it.
Mm. So, there are, it's, what's annoying is that there are places that don't change the time.
Yeah, Arizona, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly sunny today, low 80s is your high, and rain scheduled for end of week, so get ready.
It's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule. It's on my app. So, rain.
I believe it's on my app. I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll bring you more on that as it gets closer.
I'm headed your way.
Two football games tonight, one baseball game tonight. Lots for the sports fan in your life.
Mm. They're all giddy down the hall. How about them Niners?
It makes it really enjoyable to, like last night, the Niners are on. And tonight there's two football games and baseball.
Mm.
And me with homework.
Yeah, do it tomorrow.
I am going to do it tomorrow. Yeah. But I just, you know, we there it
gotta,
is.
We got to watch The Black Phone for Thursday morning's Bob's Movie Club.
Mm-hmm. Did Space Junk hit a plane over Utah last week?
I guess it wouldn't be too surprising, would it?
The odds are low, but experts are struggling to come up with other explanations.
Was it falling out? I mean, thought that stuff would burn up in the atmosphere if it fell out of the sky.
Right. That is what you would think.
Right.
A United flight from Denver to LA had to make a 90-degree turn and land in Salt Lake City Thursday morning after something happened to its windshield. One of the three layers on the right side shattered and bits of broken glass got all over the cockpit.
Oh.
Someone got their hands on photos and one of the pilots had cuts on his arm. Let me get it for you. Look at his arm.
Oh.
Wow.
It got thrashed. That's crazy.
Well, the planes aren't going slow.
No, they're going quite quickly. It's just hard to imagine that. So something hit the front and the back pane blew out? Like if there's three layers?
I guess so, yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah, he got slashed up. It's actually like sort of in a crazy, like a pattern.
Well, and there's glass all over I'm sure you didn't look at it.
But no,
they
show
the cockpit,
arm.
The photo next to it of the cockpit. There's glass all over that as well. Like, you know, what do we call that? San Francisco snow?
Yes.
That is all over.
Snowing in the cockpit.
They were cruising at 36,000 feet.
Just due to do.
There's not much that could hit you up there. Hail isn't likely and birds don't fly that high.
Right.
You can see the point of impact in the photos and maybe some scorch marks, they say.
Oh.
So some people think the explanation is a meteorite or part of an old satellite falling back to Earth.
Space junk. There is a ton of junk up there.
Yeah. No, and now launches don't even make the news.
No. They
happen so regularly. Like, it's not daily, but so regularly, no one. Now there's like real things happening heading for all this space everyone wants to do. And that doesn't even make the news. It's not a satellite launch. It's an actual, let's launch our rocket and then we'll catch it again.
Yep.
And everyone goes, ah.
Big deal.
What else?
Oh, they got one. I'm sure they'll get all the rest of them.
It's unbelievable.
I know. We're over it.
The FAA says the odds of space debris hitting your plane and killing you are around 1 in a trillion. So experts are looking for other possible explanations, but there aren't any. Mm-hmm. 134 passengers were on board. They're all okay. Another plane got them to LA later that day. But there you go. Space junk hitting a passenger plane.
Not good.
Yikes.
Not what you want to hear.
I don't know who is asking for this. I don't like the super gigantic toilet paper rolls.
I think I saw what you're going to talk about here, where it's like kind of looks like a wagon wheel or something. It's enormous. I who can even fit that? Who's got
that? No one can fit
a dispenser that can fit these giant wheels of paper.
6 years ago, Charmin debuted hilariously large rolls of toilet paper called Forever Rolls.
Forever Rolls.
A regular roll has 77 sheets. These have 1,700 sheets.
Wow. A regular roll only has 77 sheets? Mm. As, you know, squares? Is that
right out of
about?
Charmin is saying 77. Obviously, they're way too big to fit in your normal dispenser. So you'd need a special holder or it sits on the countertop.
Which I really don't want.
Oh, come on. What are we, cave people?
Right. I mean, I gotta, now I'm touching that before I've even washed my hands. Like, I
get it. I lived with boys for, you know, 20, like from, well, no, from 18 to like 25, I had 27 had roommates. Anything goes with boys. Trust me. I understand.
Yeah. But it just feels like, I don't know. It actually, in a way, you ever have a cat come in and claw on your toilet paper until the whole thing is unwound on
no,
the floor?
No, but it sounds...
This would be like an all-day project for them. But once a wheel like that gets spinning, like it just, I don't
It'll
know.
Empty out, yes. Yeah. There it is.
Maybe there's some kind of dispenser that they're also selling. I just don't know who needs this. I'm fine with changing out the toilet paper. Like it's not...
Maybe this is for the people with roommates who the one roommate always goes to the bathroom before they check to see if there's any TP there. And then they're help. No, I don't want to bring you that. Mm. I'll throw it outside the door. And
I'm
going to run
yelled
for
John
it.
A few times.
I'm going to throw it outside the door. I'm going to run for it. And then you figure out how to get it from outside.
I don't always look.
You should look.
I don't though.
Although, you know, I'm sure John's like, well, her pants are off, so.
I'll definitely go in there. John, help!
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyway, those Forever Rolls were kind of a novelty subscription thing that came and went, but now they're back. They are joking that this is great for TPing.
Oh.
And apparently fall is TPing season, which I didn't.
Oh, is it because of homecoming?
Oh, is it?
Maybe. It seems like that was always sort of part of it. This seems like the opposite of something that would work well for TPing. The whole thing with TPing is you huck the thing that's huckable up and over, and then it unfurls on its way. You got to throw it just right.
Right.
Like this is not that. This is a huge, it's like the size of a record album, but thick as, it's as fat as toilet paper.
The Forever Rolls are now available nationwide online and in stores, including Walmart, Target, and Amazon. Each roll is supposed to last two people up to a month.
Wow.
And you can get a three-pack for about $30 to $35. So giant rolls of TP, everyone.
Yeah. For, you know, in case we have another pandemic, keep it in the garage.
Yeah, that's actually...
That was such, like, of all the things.
I know. I want to thank the listener that dropped a six-pack of toilet roll on my front porch at that point.
Every one of us went through this, too.
Just about out. We were using Kleenexes.
It's just ridiculous that we're, like, I got to get to Target when they open, hoping they've stocked the toilet paper thing.
And they're only letting you pick up a couple packs.
And another weird thing about that time in our lives was walking through the grocery store and just seeing gutted shelves.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And not just the toilet paper. Lots of stuff wasn't getting to market. Let's hope we never find ourselves there again.
Yes, please. Now we've been through it. We know what to do. Is half of us doing
You're single. You're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wright.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You find yourself. What?
Oh, I'm just. Yeah. Okay.
We're talking.
You're with me?
I'm talking
with
to Maddie. He's the one.
Talk a little more.
The rest of us are all hooked up.
I got to see the cutie he went out with. She's a cutie. She's nice.
Wow.
Good for you.
Wow. Thank you.
I hope that, you know, date two goes well.
We'll see.
Do you have that scheduled?
Not yet.
Did you reach out to her yesterday and say, you know, oh, that was such a nice time?
Yeah.
We should do it again?
Yeah.
Have you sent her your dong yet?
No.
Oh.
But,
don't send that.
I did accidentally tell her some of the list of my weirdness stuff.
What?
I don't know how it came up in conversation, and she's like,
you don't know how it came up. The question that uncorked all your kookiness?
Yeah.
And you just laid it all out there for her.
Okay, so forget, don't get attached to her.
Yeah, okay.
We mentioned pet peeves, and I told her quite a bit of them.
Why?
The one that bothered her the most was my cactus thing, you know, that I have to touch cactus when I walk by one. That weird, she said that was kind of weird. The other one, she didn't
That's just like an OCD thing
yeah,
of
that's
yours.
Not,
that's not even like a pet peeve. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, the hat thing didn't seem to bother her. I
don't want to hear her peeing.
Well, I said I don't like to hear anybody.
Did you frame this up like haha or like the
or did you start laying down the
buyer beware?
It was a haha thing,
but it's not because you're a stickler.
So did she know you were on the radio?
No.
Okay, so she didn't.
She does now, though.
People might might get pre-acquainted with you and your quirks by listening to the show.
Yeah. No, this was all new to her. She never listened.
Did you find out if she has any lizards or birds?
Because
only cats and dogs, well, really dogs, but maybe cats are acceptable.
No, she has no pets, but she likes dogs. So that was good.
Mm.
And no kids.
No kids.
Right. How far is the commute from your house to her house?
Like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
That's good. That's nice.
In the Bay Area, I have dated people who were so far from where I am. It was ridiculous.
Geographically closer than you think, but traffic.
I lived in OB and dated a lady in Walnut Creek, and then I lived in San Mateo and dated a lady in Santa Rosa.
Mm.
And so the visits were just weekend, drop the bag, I'm staying.
Is she the original bag drop girl?
I don't know, but it was one of those where I really liked this girl, but by Sunday afternoon, I'm like, you got to get out of here. I just got to do laundry.
Do all my weekend
I got
to
get, you know, I got to go food shopping. You got to go.
Bye.
All right. Well,
go pretty soon.
No.
I'll just stand here at the door, continually bringing up new topics for us to talk about.
I'm glad you're close, though. That should be at the top of your list of things you want is proximity. So you can hang, but not have to overnight every single time.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
The 10 best U.S. cities for single people aren't nearby.
Oh, is that
but
so?
These are the things that, you know, if you're really looking for someone,
it's a good scene.
These are places with scenes. Yeah. Yep. St. Louis, Missouri is number one U.S. city for singles.
Really? I'm very surprised to hear that.
St. Louis has a rare combination of affordability, nightlife, and entertainment options per capita. Hmm. All that combined really offers an appealing and social opportunity for singles.
I haven't lived there in probably 30 years, but it was a fun town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a bunch of music venues and all these little, like the Central West End and then out on University and then down on the water. Mississippi Nights was the name of this really cool club that we used to see shows at all the time.
This is the most nice things you've said about that place since I've known you.
It has its problems, but cheap real estate is I bought a house there for $96,000. And it sold recently for like $110,000. And it was a 2-story brick house, freaking darling, hardwood floors throughout in a cute little neighborhood. Only a few racists around us on that street. That was the main problem. There was some like, where do you worship? I'm like, I don't. And then a lot of comments that were like, kind of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Like, of course you think this because you're also white. And I was like, oh my God, did you just say that? I got to go.
St. Louis, problems. Everyone. Number one, Knoxville, Tennessee, Salt Lake City.
Oh.
I only drove through Salt Lake City, so I don't know.
It's weird to think that has a single scene. I don't think it's dry or anything because it's a big city.
No, I think it is dry.
Is it?
I think so.
There are definitely places in Utah that are.
It's weird to go anywhere. Even Pennsylvania had the same thing. You can only buy from certain stores and you can only buy
Blue Laws.
And then Sunday you can't buy no matter what.
Right.
If you didn't stock up, you got to go to a bar.
And yeah, you could buy a 6-pack from a bar.
That's dumb. The whole thing's dumb. I mean, for the people
speaking
that,
as an alcoholic, well, who really needs to be have access to alcohol at all times of the day.
That's what I'm
and
saying,
night.
Though, is for the party people, they're like, why are you closed? We buy this at the grocery store back home.
Right.
And by home, I mean California.
Right.
At a gas station, even.
Right.
Anyway, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Tallahassee, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, bad Virginia, and Austin, Texas. These are the best U.S. cities for singles. The most options and the most fun available. I'm not going to any of those places, but good luck to you.
Can't believe St. Louis is number one.
Number one. But you just said it. There's a lot of fun stuff to do.
There is a lot of fun stuff to do. It was we had a good couple of years there.
800-400-3697. That's our phone number and text line. Maddie's got those.
510. Leave Maddie alone. Everyone has their list of quirks. See?
It's just that they don't usually whip them out on the first date.
I mean, it's almost feels like I get it. I don't want to be
pushing him away.
I don't want to be with someone who's going to have a trouble with me being a drunk. So I got to
sort
of that needs to be known. But I don't.
You're a little quirk.
That's not really a quirk.
No, but I'm just saying. Like I get, but it sounds like you're just trying to say get out of here.
Nah, I don't know.
Get out of here.
Self sabotage.
I am who I am. I'm an open book. What can I say?
Self sabotage.
Let's see here. 415. I once got fired from a temp job by accidentally CCing as I was flirting with a coworker. All I said was, "Hey girl," during my break. And by the time I returned, I was shown the door. Another firing story. 415. Someone at my company was fired for accidentally saying they weren't going to pay attention to a meeting during an all hands meeting.
They got fired?
They got fired for that.
Because they said, "I'm not going to pay attention."
No one pays attention in those.
Yeah, well, that's his mistake. He said it out loud.
As did I.
510, Alameda garbage man here. I had a fellow coworker 20 plus years ago that would grab food out of the customer's garbage cans. If it looks good, he would eat it. It was a wow moment to me. Oof, I wouldn't.
You know what's crazy about that is aren't the trash bags usually sealed? What? Do you mean? Are they opening them up and going, "Oh, that looks pretty good, look at that." Oh, look, they had fish and chips.
Although, you know what? There's a lot of wasted food in this world.
It's good
to know somebody's out there hoovering that up.
Yeah. Better that it gets eaten than not.
Right.
Winterland tickets next.
What?
Wake up! Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
car is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.